Company invite you to enjoy Swift's Premium Bacon and Swift's Premium Ham and The Breakfast Club with Don McNeil.
Good morning, we like to see you smile.
Good morning, it makes your life worthwhile.
It's second call to breakfast and time to get a lift with a guy named Don McNeil and Ham and Bacon Maple.
Hey, before we go any further, I'd like Jacqueline Wagner, St. John, Washington, Maxine Parks of Rosalie, Washington, Mrs. Ed Noyd of Wenatchee, also to come up here, please. You know, we made these cracks about home cooking. We were only kidding, really. Somebody has taken us seriously. At Shelby, Montana, they had pies and fruitcakes for us when the train went through there. Angel food cake, candy, and some applets and cotlets. They made them with apples and apricots and nuts. And I don't know what they'll think of next. Somebody...
Call me?
No, I didn't. Frozen jambalaya, too, that they've got here. Mrs. Lydia Toppin of Spokane brought some jambalaya for us. And, my goodness, we're just loaded with home cooking here. And Mrs. Tyne Sleater even had a box lunch for us. And these three people brought stuff. I don't know who else in the audience has got home cooking, but we're loaded. Now, what's this lady? Mrs.
Ed Noyd.
Mrs. Noyd from Wenatchee. What have you got?
That's right.
I bet you it's an apple.
I have two.
Two big apples
one
from?
One for the teacher and one for you.
Who's the teacher?
Oh, Peggy.
Oh, Peggy's the teacher. That's right. There you are. Well, thank you very, very much. I know thank they have you. Wonderful apples there
They
Wenatchee.
Are from Myron Foster's Hesperian Orchards.
Well, fine.
In Wenatchee.
Sam, hold that for me, will you? Thank you so much, Miss Noyd. Oh, boy, they're lovely, luscious-looking apples, too, from up in this country. The apple capital of the world.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes. Yeah. And then Jacqueline Wagner from St. John, Washington. Is that...
I'm Maxine Parks from Roselia, Don.
Oh, you're Maxine Parks from Roselia. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. You said that you heard we were looking for home cooking, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What did you fix up? Some lasagna, spaghetti, meatballs, pies, cakes.
That lady's...
Have you got all that stuff?
Well, I fixed it for you, but something happened.
What happened?
Well, the kids came in, and that was the end.
There is no more?
There ain't no more.
Well, I'm sure glad that your kids enjoyed our home cooking,
they
Mrs.
sure
Park.
Did. They fine. Said to tell you hello, and they sure enjoyed it.
Well, fine. Tell them to burp for us,
will
you? Thank you very much, Mrs. Park. It's real nice. There's another lady. You're empty-handed.
Oh, I didn't bring you a thing. I'm Jacqueline Wagner from St. John. I wrote you a little poem.
Oh, well, would you read it, please?
Oh, I don't know if I can.
No, sure.
Don McNeil wants a home-cooked meal. This Western food has no zeal. Spaghetti's what Johnny's desire. Of his singing, there is no tire. Now for Sam, the big tub. All he wants is just lots of grub.
You're so right, too.
He's right.
Well, thank you so much. Well, we do appreciate you. Just leave your steaks and chops and everything here on the seats, and we'll collect them after we're through. Real nice. You know, it's the only thing I ever said that I missed on one of these trips is home cooking.
Hey, Don, I heard you talking to that gentleman earlier, and you said something about this being an old Indian town. It's not really.
Isn't it?
No, it's an old Italian city. My mother told me. She just wrote
Spokane?
Me.
Spokane?
Yeah, a little note. She says it was really called... in Italian, Spokanelli.
Is that right?
Yeah. And she's not to worry because there's lots of wonderful pizza and spaghetti and everything around here.
Good.
And she told me to look for that famous Italian landmark here. In town.
What's that?
Well, here it is in her writing. She says, Joanne, she says, if you're in Spokanelli, be sure you go see that famous Italian picnic ground. It's called the Manettoni's Park. You know?
Manettoni's Park.
Manettoni's Park. That's a nice.
Yeah,
and she said, oh, she sent me the little slogan. They have a little rhyming thing here about the park. She said,
right.
If you want a spark into the dark, have a spaghetti and a pizza, go to Manettoni's Park. There's an old place that can a beat, sir.
Well, good. Let's hear you sing a little Pale Moon for us, huh?
Sobbing pine,
steps echo by my side. A spirit face, a sign. Twilight skies are all alight across the deep lagoon. A face is breaking through the night. My Indian maid, pale moon. Thy spirit mantle throw. Ere the great white dawn awaken, and to the sea thou swingest low.
Friends, when you travel across the country, you meet folks from north, east, south, and west. It's always interesting to notice how similar people are, regardless of where they live. Now, Spokane, for example, certainly looks entirely different from San Francisco, Chicago, New Orleans. And yet, there are basic things that people like, whether they live in San Antonio or Spokane. The things they eat, for instance. Now, you can go into any city anywhere, and you'll find that one heck of a lot of people prefer Swift's Premium Bacon to any other brand.
Well, I think I know the reason for that, Don. It doesn't take a food expert to judge better quality food. Anybody, regardless of who he is or where he lives, can appreciate the difference between merely good bacon and bacon that's exceptionally good. You don't have to know that Swift uses only the fine center slices of bacon meat for Swift's Premium Bacon. You don't have to know about their special curing and smoking processes. When you get your first delightful bite of Swift's Premium Bacon, you notice that wonderful sweet smoked taste. It's a teasing, tantalizing flavor that lingers deliciously in your mouth.
Yes, and remember, folks, you get that sweet smoke taste only in Swift's Premium Bacon. So once you try it, you compare it with any other bacon, and you'll know what I mean when I say there is no bacon just as good as Swift's Premium Bacon.
Get some today. America's favorite, the bacon with the sweet smoke taste. Swift's Premium Bacon.
Start the day right. Start the day bright. Eat Swift's Premium Bacon.
You know, after the show is over today, we're going to send any extra food after we sample it that happens to be around here to the recipient of our sunshine shower for today. And I wish you folks throughout the country would shower this home, which is located right here in Spokane, Washington, with cards or letters. They'd enjoy it. It's a home for dependent children who can't live in their own homes because of separated parents or other reasons. Children from 4 to 16 years of age of all races and creeds. And it's called St. Joseph's Children's Home. It's located at North 1016 Superior Street in Spokane, Washington. That's the way I have the address here. I hope it's right. St. Joseph's Children's Home, North 1016 Superior Street, Spokane, Washington. And now our moment of silent prayer. I'm going to ask you each in his own words, each in his own way, for a world united in peace. Bow your heads and let us pray. Now it's memory time around the breakfast table. You may notice when the Breakfast Club goes touring that we talk a lot about each city we visit. Well, a couple of reasons for that. First, to acquaint the rest of the country with reasons why we think they would enjoy visiting here. And second, to remind the folks of each city of the reasons why they should be proud to live in America. The land of wonderful neighbors, wonderful neighborhoods. So memory time this morning is dedicated to this fine city of Spokane. It's comparatively new, but Spokane has really gone places in little more than three quarters of a century. When James Glover set up his sawmill and trading post back in 1874, I know that he couldn't have envisioned this modern city that thrives here today with its vast mining and manufacturing and other business activities. But despite its rapid growth, Spokane still finds time to be friendly. You get that when you walk down Sprague Street here and a stranger stops you and he says, "Hi, neighbor." Of course, it's pretty hard to say more power to you around this inland empire, because power is the one thing that they have the greatest of the mostest. With the world's largest hydroelectric development, Grand Coulee Dam, Adarn, just a few miles away. Of course, old Mother Nature's kind of let them down lately. She pulled the plug out. But you just can't get near Spokane without becoming conscious of its many attractions. Mount Spokane, the 76 lakes in this area, the 16 national forests around here, the many beautiful city parks like Manito, the great Wright Air Force Base, and the Kaiser Aluminum Plant, among others. And they turn out a lot of talent here, too. It was in Spokane that Bing Crosby first boo-boo-boo-booed. And opera star Patrice Munsell trilled her first trill here. Seekers of knowledge and truth have help here, too, through the outstanding schools and the many fine churches. Well, I could go on for hours. In fact, Mayor Arthur Meehan did in praising your city. And justly so, justly so. And we want to say thank you, Spokane, for being so nice to us. We've discovered something about the state of Washington. Along with its apples and lumber and fishing, to us, it'll always be famous for another great attraction, Spokane.